I had one more port of call, and I followed my last lead the following day, the morning of the sale. An obvious question that would hover over this picture if we bought it would be, how could a 14-year-old boy be more accomplished than most other artists would become in their whole adult careers? Or, put another way, what proof was there that Gainsborough was painting so young? Although it was not a question that personally worried me, juvenile genius was a phenomenon I had observed in other painters. It would be brandished by the incredulous. There was one woman, however, who had addressed the same issue 1,000 times, and she was in my gallery that morning. Adrienne Corrie has had a mixed reception in the art world. She first came to my notice when she made the amazing discovery of an early self-portrait painted by Gainsborough at 12 or 13. I subsequently managed to buy it and was able to take it home for 2 years before the need for funds prompted its return to my gallery for resale. Immediately afterward, it was exhibited at the Tate Gallery in a major Gainsborough retrospective, causing wonder and admiration for his certainty of characterization and skillful deployment of glaze at so young an age. The first moment I spotted the Los Angeles landscape, that little face in the beguiling self-portrait came to mind, and it had remained with me over the past 48 hours. John Hayes had admitted to me that he was a little bit scared of Adrienne, an actress turned amateur art historian who shook the trees of Gainsborough scholarship in the early 1980s with a combination of relentless research and confrontational vigor. He was not alone in his trepidation, but John added that what she had uncovered could not be ignored, and he acknowledged that the self-portrait was a revelation. For her part, this petite, dynamic Scotswoman, who introduced Sean Connery to the game of golf while she was married to the actor Daniel Massey, was a little more forgiving at the age of 77 when I contacted her at home than she had been on her first forays into the field. Adrienne Corrie first took on Gainsborough scholars in the late 1970s when she attempted to prove that a portrait of the actor David Garrick in the Alexandra Theatre in Birmingham was by the young Gainsborough. This was a diversion from her life as a serious actress, which had begun at 14 and included innumerable stage, television and film parts, ranging from Desdemona at the Old Vic.